This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday he is not planning any immediate end to deadly airstrikes Sunday on Gaza, hours after his military's jet fighters flattened three buildings and killed at least 42 people. In a televised address Sunday, he told Jewish State that the attacks were continuing at full force and will take time. Speaking to CBS's Face the Nation television show, Netanyahu said, "I hope it won't take long." But he said the end of the attacks was not immediate, despite international efforts to broker a ceasefire and the week-long exchange of missile fire between Israeli forces and Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip. Netanyahu spoke after the deadliest attack since the devastating war in Gaza in 2014. The Israeli airstrikes targeted a major downtown street of residential buildings and storefronts over a five-minute period after midnight, flattening two adjacent buildings and another about 50 meters away. Early Sunday, Israel bombed the house of Yahya al-Sinwar, the top Hamas leader in Gaza. On the seventh straight day of hostilities, it was not immediately clear if Sinwar was at home. Pope Francis, head of the Roman Catholic Church, held a special mass on Sunday for the Myanmar community in Italy. He said the people of Myanmar must not despair in the face of evil or allow themselves to be divided. Myanmar's military seized power in a coup on February 1st. They derailed the country's tentative process toward full democracy and triggered protests that have been met with a bloody crackdown. Pope Francis visited the Southeast and East Asian country in 2017 and has repeatedly denounced the coup. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Fighting between government security forces and Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan resumed in the early hours of Sunday, ending a three-day ceasefire declared by the adversaries to mark the Islamic Eid al-Fitr festival. The Afghan army confirmed its forces started offensive, clearing, and counterterrorism operations in districts close to Lashkar Gah, the capital of southern Helmand province. It claimed the ensuing clashes killed at least 20 Taliban rebels, including a key commander. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani spoke to his military commanders Saturday night by video conference to discuss the post-ceasefire situation. Taliban officials have not commented on post-truce insurgent operations in the country, nor on the situation in Helmand. The hotly contested province has been the scene of intense fighting since May the 1st. That's when the United States and NATO allies formally began their final troop pullout from Afghanistan. The Eid ceasefire marks the end of the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan. It was initiated, but on Sunday, the Afghan adversaries accused each other of committing violations and causing civilian casualties during the 3 days of festivities. A severe cyclone is roaring in the Arabian Sea off southwestern India with winds of up to 140 kilometers per hour, causing heavy rains and flooding that have killed at least six people, according to officials on Sunday. Cyclone Tauktae, the season's first major storm, is expected to make landfall early Tuesday in Gujarat state. That's a statement by the India Meteorological Department. That's according to a statement by that department, rather. Bodies of COVID-19 victims have been found dumped in some Indian rivers, according to a state government letter seen by Reuters. This is the first official acknowledgement of the alarming practice after reports over the last few days of bodies in the rivers. India reported a smaller rise in daily COVID-19 cases for the third straight day Sunday, but the number of deaths in 24 hours was higher than 4,000. That takes the country's death toll to 270,000. The Republic of Congo's president, Denis Sassou Nguesso, has chosen a new government that includes his son, as well as an opposition leader, according to a statement read on public television. The previous governments resigned earlier this month in a procedural move after Sassou Nguesso easily won a fifth term in a March election when his main opponent died of COVID-19 on polling day. The new government has 36 members, including four ministers and eight women, according to the official statement issued on Saturday night. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.